News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, parents apparently are being given tips on social media, including how to avoid saying no to their children, which has people saying, what's wrong with saying no to your children? I'm joined by Bethan O'Riordan, who is a psychotherapist who specializes in parenting support. Why would people want to avoid telling their kids no, Bethan?
Well, I think loads of reasons. I think, every single parent I've met over the last 20 years has been trying to do parenting differently from the bits that they received. We all remember the rubbish bits, the bits where we felt alone, lost, upset, misunderstood, all the rest of it. And I think parents are always striving to do something different to help their child feel more understood, to help them raise more of a whole person, I think they'd say. And now there's lots of information on social media saying, well, if you can say no to your children, that might help you do that.
And why do parents struggle to say no?
I'm a mum of three. I think it's really exhausting. I think there's loads of different things to it, loads of different parts to it. I think that it can be really exhausting, always holding a boundary, always saying no. But I think the really important thing here is, I think that this kind of gentle parenting movement, it might not necessarily be about saying no. It's about finding other ways to saying no. So it's not just kind of a hard line no. It might be, you know, if you've got a younger child, hey, don't do that, you might hurt yourself. And I think also parents don't want to let down their children, right? Every parent comes into parenting with those memories of the bits that they didn't receive. And so there's lots of work for the parents to do there to not pass on the emotions that they don't want to. And I think that there's this huge movement now on social media to say, hey, well, just don't say no and that'll be fine. But of course, it's more complicated than that.
Well, in part, isn't it more complicated because at least a no has a certain simple, consistent clarity to it, whereas a maybe ends up with the child in a rolling battle with you?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. And I think, isn't no the word we hear all the time in life? No, you didn't get the job, the girlfriend, the boyfriend, the bank loan. I just sold my car and I got so much less for it. I heard so many no's. It was devastating. But luckily, as an adult, I've heard lots of no's and I'm well able for it. And you're right. Children need safety from their parents, right? They need a clear, consistent relationship. And a huge part of that is knowing where you stand with someone. And if I say no to someone, they know where they stand with me. And it can be done in a kind way. That's it. You don't have to turn into an absolute crazy parent screaming no at your child. It can be a really strong, kind no, and that's that.
Is part of the problem as well, Bethan, that at the point at which people begin to struggle to say no to their kids, it is because they haven't done it thus far and they're trying to institute something new?
I think the great thing about being a parent, right, is that you're going to be with your child for at least 18 years. So I think there's always time to change and there's always time to develop. And that's the great thing about a relationship, is that you can start being a new way at any time that you want to be. And the thing is, I love if parents move away from social media, if they move away from this feeling of, oh my God, maybe I should be doing that. Just go back into what feels right. Say no if you want to say no. Do like a nice fluffy no if you think that's right. But you have to help your child hear the word no, because in the real world, your boss or your teacher hasn't got half an hour to sit down with you and explain something why it's a no.
Bethan, thank you. Bethan O'Riordan, psychotherapist who specialises in parenting support, text to say, for sure, there's a case to be made to drop some of the tyranny that previous generations suffered. However, never ever asserting any sort of authority or control over your children and dressing that up as somehow being virtuous as opposed to raising, or rather as opposed to being a deficiency in the parent, is a new phenomenon and it leads to the type of adults that everybody hates. Boundaries respectfully and considerately enforced are essential in life. Anytime I hear anyone suggest otherwise, my eyes glaze over. Well, if you have a different view, 53106, or you can use WhatsApp 087-1400-106. Join
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.